It's like you're not even trying, I taunt. The deep rumble rips through the sky. It's getting closer. You can't hide from me. I squeeze my eyes closed. I'd know you anywhere. The thundering engine roars in reply and shakes the ground as it closes in. I've got you, I say, smiling. The hairs on the back of my neck stand on end as its effortless growl draws near. Closer, closer, closer. And just as it's overhead, I yell, "The P-51D Mustang!" I open my eyes just as the pilot lines up the plane with the runway. "I knew it!" I shout triumphantly to the sky. Sitting back on the hood of my car, I watch as the pilot deftly lands the P-51D Mustang plane at a nearby airport, the screech of wheels signaling that both vehicle and pilot are safe and sound. The sky grows quiet once more. With a sigh, I open my ancient canteen and sip the still-too-hot tea. I can feel its warmth traveling down my throat. I tear off the last bit of toast and jam that bravely survived the hours-long road trip and pull my plaid blanket tight around me. Where I come from, it's usually more than enough to ward off the earliest of daylight chills, but today, even all bundled up, I realize this colder Colorado weather is going to be something to get used to. And then, I can feel it in my chest before I even hear it. Another magnificent rumble amidst the far-off clouds. I close my eyes, lift my face upward, and listen. I've always been happiest sitting on the hood of my car with this same plaid blanket, canteen full of hot tea and bread and jam, listening to planes take off and land. The scenery around me might be different now, but the game is intuitive no matter the surroundings. These sounds are seared deep into my bones, as familiar as a favorite song. "Piper Saratoga," I reverently whisper. I open my eyes just as the little plane soars overhead and smile as I am, once again, correct. I check my watch. I'm still early. Way too early. But I can't wait anymore. I've been waiting my whole life. And now that the day is finally here, I can no longer contain myself. Today still doesn't feel real. A dream I once had turned into a fantasy I dared not mention aloud. But then with every step, every checked box, every application, every essay, every letter of recommendation, every physical test, and every envelope that came in the mail, I held my breath as I waited to see if I really would get the opportunity to become the person I'd always imagined. And then the letter came. And the letter became a promise. And that promise became a red-circled day on my calendar. And then that red-circled day became a packing list. And then that packing list became a messy pile on my bed that definitely was never going to fit into any duffel bag. And then that duffel bag got loaded into my gassed-up Mustang. And then that gassed-up Mustang drove away from the hometown I always knew wouldn't be able to keep me forever. And now, that gassed-up Mustang is parked just outside this small airport in Colorado, so I can feel like me again in these unreal hours before that long-ago dream finally becomes a reality. I start at the United States Air Force Academy today. I am finally going to fly. I'm going to spend the next 4 years making sure I become the very best airman I can be. Airman Danvers. Airman First Class Danvers. How about Master Sergeant Carol Danvers? Or even Second Lieutenant Danvers? No. What about Captain Carol Danvers, the first female fighter pilot in the Air Force?